At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. President Trump will visit Dallas later today as part of a short fundraising swing through Texas. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports Republican officials expect to raise more than $4 million at the event.
Tickets to get in start at $2,700 and go way up from there. It'll cost more for other perks like a photo op with the president for $35,000. The money goes to the Trump Victory Fund, which splits it between the president's re-election campaign and the Republican Party. Dallas has been a reliable ATM for the president. North Texas donors gave enough cash during the 2016 election to make it the third most profitable metro area in the country for the Trump campaign's fundraising operations. Only donors in Houston and Los Angeles shelled out more. A new Texas Tribune poll puts Trump's approval rating among Texas voters at 45%. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Now to a multi-billion dollar industry in which most products end up in the toilet. Companies like Irving-based Kimberly-Clark sell wet wipes in all shapes and sizes, and some are categorized as flushable. But KERA's Lauren Silverman reports controversies born as soon as those wipes go down the drain.
You're lucky this is radio, because the odor here at the Trinity River Authority's wastewater treatment plant in West Dallas is pungent. More than 100 million gallons of raw sewage pass through each day. Technical services manager Bill Cyrus is wearing an orange safety vest, hard hat, and a bushy salt and pepper mustache.
Now, you don't even seem to be flinching with the smell.
No, ma'am. There's good days and bad days.
This plant is the first stop for wastewater, where all the solids that didn't break down in the pipes are removed with bars and screens. These days, the screens are filled not only with paper towels and feminine hygiene products, but increasingly wet wipes. Cyrus calls the mucky, off-white, and gray material rags.
You've been here for many decades. Is what it's pulling up today, just right there at least, the same as what it's been pulling up for decades?
Oh, no. The rag issue is going up, 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 up. That industry has gone up exponentially in the last 5 to 6 years.
When the rags build up, they can damage the machinery, plug pumps, and back up the entire system, all the way to your bathroom. Cyrus says in 2015, maintenance like de-ragging and hauling the waste to the landfill cost $165,000. He wants the public to know.
It's costing them more to treat their wastewater. It's tearing up equipment, costing a lot more manpower when they could just be thrown at the trash can in the first place. You know, out of sight, out of mind.
Convenience is a big reason we've gone crazy for wet wipes, according to Jennifer Crist. She's with the U.S. market research firm Fredonia Group.
The wet wipes industry has grown from being just simple baby wipes and wet wipes for cleaning your hands after eating ribs to a $2.1 billion industry.
Introducing Wipe Me Wet Wipes.
There's a wipe for everything, to clean grease, to put on deodorant, insect repellent, sunscreen, to remove makeup.
Can your makeup remover do that?
Even investor Mark Cuban got in on the wipes business after this pitch from the founders of Dude Wipes on Shark Tank.
Are you still wiping the old-fashioned way with just toilet paper?
Wastewater managers across the globe say flushing so many wipes can have a disgusting side effect. Maybe the word fatberg rings a bell?
Massive buildup of waste is causing a major stink in London's old Victorian sewers. The 130-ton so-called fatberg...
Globs of congealed cooking fat, held together with the help of wet wipes, are forming in the U.S. too. Recently, Baltimore utility workers had to use water jets and a slicing device to scrape away a fatberg there. The National Association of Clean Water Agencies says wipes are jamming pumps, even the supposedly flushable ones, costing U.S. utilities up to $1 billion a year. But the Association of Nonwoven Fabric Industries, which represents the makers of wet wipes, says wipes labeled flushable go through testing and are compatible with wastewater systems. So what's the deal?
Well, the industry has had a really hard time defining what it means to be flushable.
Market researcher Jennifer Crist says now the question of flushability will go to federal court. This month, Irving-based wet wipe giant Kimberly-Clark sued the city of Washington, D.C. after the district created its own flushability standards. And a note, Kimberly-Clark sponsors KERA. The corporation alleges, among other things, the new law could require companies to label products "do not flush." and in doing so, violates the First Amendment. Yes, there will be a debate over wet wipes, labeling, and the U.S. Constitution. Trina McCormick directs research and engineering for Kimberly-Clark's family care business, which includes Cottonelle flushable wipes.
Honestly, non-flushable wipes are causing a lot of the problems. Non-flushable wipes and trash.
McCormick says wipes labeled flushable already meet the industry set standards. Among those standards, the slosh box test to see if a wipe breaks down while being shaken in water. Mary Gugliuzza with the Fort Worth Water Department says the standards aren't good enough.
Companies labeling them as flushable aren't the ones who are having to deal with the sewer system. Just because something can be flushed doesn't mean it should be flushed.
One of the challenges? Identifying which wipes are causing problems. It's a nasty job Bill Cyrus, the man with the orange vest and the bushy mustache back at the water treatment plant, is digging into.
I can't tell if it's the duck or if it's the little lamb.
That's right. He's looking at used wet wipes removed from the sewer, trying to figure out which brands are clogging the system.
So we photograph them, we dry them out, after we've weighed them.
So you're basically doing forensics on wet wipes.
That's correct.
He says he's not anti-wet wipes, but if you choose to use them, he says, at least for now, please put them in the trash. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Sunny skies, a high near 79 ahead of us today, overnight low around 55, and then tomorrow warmer with a high near 84. It's 49 degrees in Dallas, 48 in Fort Worth, 45 in Wichita Falls, and 39 in Tyler.